Hi, Sebastian. Long time no see.
Hi, Simon. We almost pulled One Direction, didn't we?
Oh my gosh, Sebastian, remember how we bawled our eyes out when Zayn Malik left the band before our mock IGCSE biology exam?
How can I ever forget, Simon? You literally disappeared for days, Saina, on this, but you suddenly reappeared only to text us that Zayn Malik had left, and then you disappeared again. And yeah, that was a very traumatic experience.
To be honest, like, fast forward 9 years, and you look at us almost following their footsteps.
Simon, okay, real talk. Do you think people will still, like, tune in after 3 months of disappearance?
Sebastian Satsi Bagnoni, I still listen to One Direction.
Okay, Tissa boy, before we begin, let's take a quick One Direction break. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan. Let's go.
Okay.
What do you want to learn? One thing? Okay, let's go.
Had to turn my mic off because I'm sure no one wanted to hear me sing.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, welcome back to Anthropause.
So we don't track the season and the episodes anymore, right now, because of obvious reasons. So welcome back to our episode on fashion with Lishma Manander, the founder of With Love Lish.
Hi, Lishma. Welcome to Anthropause. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good, right? We had a little, actually, confession when we had a little One Direction moment before you joined. We were listening to One Thing, Ani dancing to kind of break the nerves.
Yeah.
Also, Sudashma just ran a mini marathon yesterday, so I'm so glad that she's here early.
I know.
I saw her story. Like, good for you. Good job.
Thank you. Okay, so let's get into it. So, Lishma, tell us who you are and also tell us about With Love Lish.
Okay, so hi, everyone. I'm Lishma. I'm 25. Ani, right now, I'm like doing a diploma in fashion marketing management in Bangkok. Ani, I am also the founder of With Love Lish. I'd say With Love Lish has like been like not exactly put on hold, but like you can still buy stuff that's already there. There are like designs that I have because like I'm here. But yeah, basically With Love Lish is my brand. I know. I mean, it's just like something that I've always wanted to do since I was a child. Like I just remember like being a very like artsy kid, like really into art, like always drawing. The notebook when you draw stuff, no, like all my notebooks, they were like filled with that, like the page and then the page before that, third last page, fourth last page, this one. I actually studied sociology undergrad, even though I wanted to do fashion, like I just didn't like believe in myself enough or whatever. And yeah, in 2022 April, I started my brand, and with love, I just like knew that I wanted to create a brand around like love, banumna. Like it comes from a good place. It basically, yeah, just it's just a space for me where I can be like I have like total like creative freedom, and just like it's like my passion project, my baby, banumna. Yeah.
I actually was introduced to With Love Lish, I think TikTok, ma. I saw a video and I was like, oh my gosh, this is adorable. I have to visit. So 2022, ma, Nepal mein the. So I think that's when I saw it. I was like, I have to book. The tote bags and everything were so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but moving on to the next question, right now, about, like you said, it comes from a place of love, right? So what does ethical fashion mean to you, and how did you get into it?
So like ethical one, because the first thing that I think about is just like reducing waste as much as possible. It's just like reducing negative impact, right? So in every step, like when it comes to fashion, it is not possible to like completely like rid of waste one. There is always like a little bit of waste. So for me, it's also like treating your labor properly, like paying them enough, like seeing how they are, like not just like pay ko kura mate hoina. It's not just about like the place that they work in, like they also need to be like happy when they're working there, you know, like treating them with like respect and stuff. And for me, ethical fashion, say it also revolves around design aspects. Okay, so you know, like how you buy certain things that it's just like different than what you wear every day, like you know that's just going to be like worn like one time. Okay, this still could happen, like just about like slow fashion. I'm a big fan of slow fashion, like creating a capsule wardrobe and stuff like that. So just like how often you wear something, how easy it is for you to style it, and like how long a certain piece is going to last you. I think that is ethical fashion for me.
First and foremost, like congratulations, you know, on taking this big step. I think hamro age ma, like I'm like Tatsuki, it's so hard to get out of your comfort zone and also to believe in yourself when there's so much scrutiny and also there's a lot of competition, you know. Before I jump into like my next like big question, time capsule wardrobe, but then can you like explain to our listeners,
elaborate,
yeah, alikati, what does it mean?
So it's just like capsule wardrobe one, but it's just like building your wardrobe to last you for a very long time. Okay, so basically like you build it with like basics and stuff, and just like stuff that you genuinely would wear for a long time. It doesn't have to be like, it could be trendy and stuff, but basically that. I think it's just like time capsule, you know, the word says it all.
Another thing that you said that I think hit a spot right there is like how it's your project, you know, your passion project, your business comes from a place of love. And it's so amazing that you've equated love to slow fashion, less waste, you know, like ethics, like labor ethics, right? I mean, kudos to you. That's just really amazing.
Thank you.
But okay, so timle afe bonyo fashion ma garon cha waste minimize garna. So tyo matra hoina tara just ethical aspect ma pani garo huncha. Aba eto thulo thulo companies haru are having such a, I wouldn't say they have a hard time, you know, but accountability bhanne kura uniharu pani they struggle with. Timro ta jhan it's like a individualized like personal business ni, you know. So so like how do you ensure that your products are ethical from cradle to gate? Ani, for our listeners, cradle to gate refers to the carbon impact of a product from the moment it's produced to the moment it enters the store. So kasari ensure garchau timle?
So I should try to be as sustainable as possible, right? Ani, so basically I focus on three main things, like my packaging, the materials and the fabrics that I use, and also like transport. Okay, so packaging ko lai te, I first and foremost use like polypropylene material. It is not the most sustainable, it is not zero plastic, but it is also like it doesn't like release any toxins on ekdamai low carbon footprint. I do use that for my like the shopping bag is that, and I use like recycled paper for the packing, and like jute threads, and like after print got it at the recycled papers, my I do like thank you cards and stuff. Packaging ko lai chai, I think pretty much zero to none bhanum na plastic use garne chai. Ani like for the materials, I think I've always been like a big fan of like plant-based fibers. And I just love working with like linen and canvas and just gotten, I've not worked with hemp, but I do like plan on it. But it's just not only good for the environment, but it's also like really good for your skin. And it's super like breathable and stuff. It's biodegradable. And another thing I use is like cotton threads instead of nylon. And yeah, I also use like a lot of like dead stock fabrics. Okay. So, yeah, from big companies. And I use like a lot of secondhand fabrics and like secondhand materials, like maybe like sari ko kapra or something. I've used that in the past. Yeah. And transport ko chai. So Nepalma, it's like really, that's also another reason, not just for like sustainability, but also like Nepalma itautasan, it's like really difficult, you know? And then it's really difficult to drive in Nepal. So like, I just made sure that every 1 or 2 weeks, like I go out to like get my materials, but then like I get everything at once so that like I don't have to go like back and forth all the time. And for deliveries, I just like to send my deliveries out in a bulk. So like 2 to 3 days ago, I send it in one day, instead of just the person like coming to me, getting one package going so that he makes a route and then like goes delivers. Yeah.
Yeah, Simon, to me, your question, so no, Gary. No, I was going to ask you, Lishma. So like, timro clientele mostly Kathmandu ma chha ki, like, is it outside Kathmandu too? Because delivery aspect, ma ki?
Yeah, it's mostly it's Kathmandu. Sometimes we get like bite of pokhara and stuff like that too. Yeah,
I think what you've just described in it, it's pretty impressive, because it's really difficult to like reduce carbon footprint. Stop.
Yeah,
like, I guess I just want to remind our listeners that it's just like reducing carbon footprint does not have to be perfect. Ani, it's just about like trying your best to reduce whatever you can, because whatever you've described, climate change theory, it's scope 3 emissions, so it's really difficult to reduce that. But it's just so impressive that you've been doing so much like delivery, transportation, or that adds up.
Yeah, just like as much as possible, I guess. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So moving on, I think I'm gonna mention TikTok way too much in this video, but like,
sure, do it.
Especially about TikTok, or you see all these like videos of like shopping hauls where people buy so much and
everything. Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah.
And we do think it promotes overconsumption. Okay. As someone in ethical fashion, and you've been in this space, how do you suggest we navigate around such content? And especially for like younger listeners, like, and I'm talking about like Mirasana Boini Bunny, she gets like so easily influenced from these like TikTok girlies. Like, how do you suggest that we navigate around such videos?
I think first of all, it's a struggle even for me sometimes. So like when I'm like scrolling through TikTok, I'm just like, damn, I think I need this, you know. I think I need this. But then like quite the guy said, I buy it also, and then like it's just at my house, like I use it for a week and then I never use it again. It's just there, it's just like clutter, extra clutter. So, and the thing about these TikTok ads or like influencers like promoting these things is like it's marketed so well. Okay. It's marketed so well. And then the prices are like super cheap too. And then it's just impulse buy, okay? Impulse buy. So what I would suggest is just like you think about it for like at least 1 or 2 days. I bet you won't even remember it, okay? After 2 or 3 days. It's so unnecessary. It's more about self-control, I think. It's a practice, but definitely. There's so many things to buy these days. There's so many things. And then your phone is always in your hand. And then you just think you need that. You need this. Like if you've lived a day without it, I think like, and you've lived like 20 years before that without it, I think you can live that, like live the rest of your days without it, you know?
That's a really good perspective.
Yeah.
If you can live without it, if you lived before without it, it's almost like, yeah, it's almost like an ex-boyfriend or something like that, you know? Like,
exactly.
You had a life before that, so you'll have a life before, after him.
Exactly. I think it's just, let's just call it a can live without it mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So earlier you were talking about how like you really like to like sari or rurai pani, you've maybe like you've used that fabric to make something new and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you know, I've known you like through Instagram for a long time, but like I knew that you were doing some really cool things. But what really caught my attention was Nepali influencer Glam Behavior. She posted this thrift flip that you did for her. And then I was like, what on earth? Like, this is insane, right? So we're just gonna quickly share our screen and then show this. Like the thing that the creation that you made.
See TikTok video that I made.
So mera hath maali malai yo dress ki baati. It's really cute. I'm gonna try it on. Look, here is the dress. It's very long. It's a beautiful color. Your pailora, I love the print on the bottom, but the dress definitely needs some help. Since I'm not good at the DIY thing, I know the perfect person to call around. I'm gonna send this dress to Lishma and see what she comes up with. She has total creative control over this project. I'm just gonna let her do her thing. Okay, it's been a couple of days and I just received my package. You guys are not ready for this transformation. Here is the dress. It's like a little wrap skirt situation. And the top is so risque. Perfect for like beach
vacation vibes. Oh my god, I just saw somebody's comment which won't be a part of this video. Grandma in shock after seeing this.
I saw that comment. I was like looking at that.
But amazing transformation. So where when you got that dress from her, what tell us the process, like where did the inspiration come from, and how does it feel to give these old clothes new life?
So like when she like reached out to me, she was actually going to go on like a vacation or something. It was basically like just me trying to create like a look for her beach day, you know. It's just like and I like printed out some like bikini patterns and stuff, and then I used my old earring actually for the little buckle. Yeah, like my little, like the big hoops. Yeah, I used that. And then the fabric was amazing. I loved it even before. It was really nice.
Also, it kind of goes to say how like old, like pailaku zamanako lugaru are so sustainable, really. Because it was in kasto ramro condition.
Yeah, because like there's this one sweatshirt ke mero dad ko. I wear it all the time. Aile samma keep pani bhako chaina ke tyo. And I wear it at home, right? Garbasa lai dinchu, baijana lai dinchu, nothing happens to it, okay? Bua pani audain, it's like really good quality. And when it comes to like giving old clothes new life, it's so therapeutic, okay? That's why I started doing it like so often, especially lockdown ma. It's just ekdam like mentally stimulating, okay? Like, damn, like this could look like that for us, so feeling also. It's really fun.
Yeah. You mean self-taught? Like sewing and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
It was during the pandemic. Okay? I had so much free time. Like I would like sing and draw and stuff, but then I was like, I need to like learn something. And then like my grandmom, she had like the traditional machine, okay, sewing machine with the pedal.
Yeah.
And I was like, I went up to her and I was like, please teach me your ways. And she was like so happy about it. And she started teaching me. Yeah, like
so
that.
Lockdown my mother signal thale.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was like it was meant for you because I mean you kind of mastered it at this point. Damn.
Cause I had so much time. I had so much time. I watched like a ton of YouTube videos. Like thank God for YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think we need like a master class from you or something like that.
No.
where you teach us like basics.
Me, I am not like a professional, trust me.
No, like sometimes that's my basics funny, like apne luga siloni and stuff like that. That'd be so cool. Maybe that's your next
project. Yeah, I think that's something everyone should learn, okay? Everyone should learn. Just like hand sewing.
Moving on, you know fashion industry changes so rapidly. So like how do you envision the future of the space you work in?
What I think what I want the future of fashion to be is like sustainable, you know. But it's not possible because of how people look at it. Okay? People are not aware enough, Bonomno. It's people don't know about sustainability. People don't know about like what goes on behind like the $2 top that you're like buying from Shein or whatever. And just the other day, when like I was looking at a story that my friend posted, it was not calling out the brand, but it was just something like the brand was not paying their labor and stuff like that. It was just like, so it's so bad. It's so bad. But the future of fashion has to be sustainable. It has to be. Yeah. And I think like, if at one point, like sustainable fashion, like progressively becomes more affordable, maybe like people would like switch sides somehow, I think. Yeah.
To our listeners, we have talked about affordability and sustainable fashion and everything in AMRU previous episodes. If you guys want to hear more about that, please listen to Made in Bangladesh.
Yes, 2021. Yeah, AMRU season one, episode 3 or episode 4. It's called Made in Bangladesh. Lishma, you should also listen to it because a lot of like fast fashion comes from Bangladesh, as you know, right? So before wrapping up our conversation, we wanted to just drop some trends, sustainable fashion trends, you know, and see like what, how would you rate these trends out of 5, any 5 being the best, right?
Okay.
So, Simon.
Yeah, it's going to be like a rapid fire round, so just go.
Okay.
So, the first one is thrifting.
I would give it 5 out of 10. No, like 5 out of 10. 5 out of 5, sorry. Why am I saying it's out of 10?
Okay.
Yeah, 5 out of 5.
Okay, any clothing rental sites?
3 out of 10. 3 out of 5. What is wrong?
Okay.
Clothes swaps,
I think 5 out of 5.
Cruelty-free and vegan fashion?
5 out of 5.
High and sustainable fashion?
4 out of 5.
Clothes and shoes made out of recycled plastic?
5 out of 5.
Just congratulations and good luck with Lovelish and also your diploma and
thank you. It was so nice talking to you guys. Like, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for joining us, and everyone should go check out with Lovelish.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Sudashra, that was so fun. But I actually want to do that rapid fire round with you as well. Are you ready?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Just to remind our listeners, 1 to 5 my rating unsa, 5 being the best. High-end sustainable fashion. So that's a rapid fire.
Oh, sorry. 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5. And high-end fashion.
1 out of 5.
Clothes and shoes made out of recycled plastic.
It's more like a fax or cap kind of thing for me. Okay, like, I still believe going to Galilac. So I'm going to stick with a 3 because I just don't know much about it.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 3.5.
Thrifting.
Oh, thrifting, I would give it a 4 out of 5. Yeah, for sure. What about you?
I think a 4 out of 5 as well.
Clothes swap,
I don't know, like 4. But I've never really done a clothes swap before. Like, go ahead, Sadimli.
Yeah, so I give it a 5 out of 5.
Mm.
So last weekend when my friends were over visiting me for my birthday, it was so funny because my friend literally made this comment. She was like, why did I even pack my clothes? Because like she came here and then we were just exchanging clothes and accessories, whatever like fits each other. And then I was just thinking, wow, like I think clothes swap is like really like such a sustainable way of, you know, just looking good.
Okay, this one, I know you love your rings and your earrings. So sustainable luxury jewelry.
I'd say 2 out of 5. If it's so expensive, then it just doesn't make sense. Okay, maybe I'll give it a 3. I don't know. But then at the same time, there are some sites that are sustainable that are businesses that are sustainable that do not sell it for so much. And another thing is I like to inherit or get even dad ko like jewelry. Tara, mongo bhanne bittike ta defeats the purpose of affordability, you know?
very questionable. Like, I need to know if I am buying anything from there, I need to see your reports. I need to see your sustainability reports. Like, are you trying to greenwash me or like satsineoki kyo, you know? So I think same. I think I would give it like a 2.
Online shopping from a sustainable whatever it is, online shopping.
I'm gonna be very neutral with this and give it a 3. Yeah.
Okay. Because there are these like thrifting stores that I'm talking about. I don't want to name names here, but like, you know, but they ship, they're online, right? And then I'm just like, I mean, are you trying to equalize it though? Like, I don't know. I don't even know how that works. You know, like, A lost sustainable tobacco in round, the sute carne, because it's like, it's literally traveling across continents sometimes, traveling across the country.
Especially the continents, eh? It's pretty tricky because I feel like a lot of like sustainable brands are based in the EU. But there is this website called Good On You.
Mm-hmm.
So I came across this last year. It's actually, I don't know if it's like created with Emma Watson. She created, I don't know, but like there's this website called Good On You. So if you go on there, you can find your, if you put in your brand or whatever that you're buying from, it gives you like brand ratings about like,
Damn, I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's actually a really, I really don't know who built it, what it's based on, but if you go on there, like it will give you like a little bit of a rating about, I think it's climate rating, like ethical, like people, animals, like all of that. It gives you like a certain kind of rating. I mean, that is somewhere to start from if you don't know where to start from. If you really want to see timlikine ko luga ko supply chain kisto sa suppliers ke bhairacha, I think it's like for someone to just go see, you know.
So let's end this episode. But I had such a great time talking to Lishma, and honestly had such a, I think this was a good comeback episode.
Yeah, I am very excited. Ikdom Romai Laboyo. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Iswali, we're not going to get lost. Follow us on Instagram. Damn, we're very active. Ani, we will be back next week with another episode.
Yeah. We were lost for 3 months, but we're going to be back with 2 episodes within a week. So stay tuned. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Imagine yourself recording now.
It's the realest we've been.